listening to episode number 1844 of the Who Cares News for October 28th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
National Chocolate Day, your favorite?
I'd have to go with milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a new milk chocolate, Milk Dark. We heard about it from a listener in the UK this morning. I don't know if it's here in the United States or not, but it's made by Cadbury. Milk Dark. Not as sweet as milk, not as harsh as dark.
I'd go with milk chocolate.
That's but fine. I do like some bitter, not bitter, I like some semi-sweet chocolates in a chocolate chip cookie. Those are good.
Yep.
And they've got milk chocolate ones, and now they got peanut butter ones, little peanut butter morsels, little morsels. I love that word, morsels. Yeah.
I don't turn much chocolate down.
I was going to say, have you met me? All right, some random facts for us today, courtesy of, we're going to have to come up with a fake sponsor for the random facts. We'll have to think about that. We're just letting you in on the joke.
Okay.
We'll have it for you. We'll have a fake sponsor tomorrow.
Okay.
The word gymnasium comes from the Greek word gymnasian or gymnasine. Greek word? I think it's sign. Literally translates to exercise naked. Can't unsee that, can you? The Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., designed by a 21-year-old architect student.
Wow.
At Yale. Yeah. Her professor had given her a B for the design, and he also submitted his own design proposal, which obviously lost.
That's justification right there.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Payback's a bitch. Speaking of bitch, Rich Girl, the song, you know, by Hall & Oates, wasn't exactly about a girl. It was about a guy named Victor Walker who came from a rich family in Chicago. But Daryl Hall thought the title Rich Girl sounded better than Rich Guy. And he couldn't use the word bitch because in those days, bitch was a pretty much a gender thing. Not anymore, because we call everybody bitch or bitches. But in those days, bitch referred to a female. So you're a rich bitch girl. It wouldn't have sounded the same as you're a rich bitch guy.
That's true.
Just wouldn't have worked at the time.
It made far more sense for him to be singing about a girl.
Kind of did.
But you know what?
You know, it's like I always say, I told my kids, marry for money. You can buy love later. It's time for the Who Cares News. It didn't work. None of them did. Damn kids never listen to me. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. You're a rich bitch, girl. What's going on?
Not this chick. Hey, this is a cute story. You ready? It's a cutie pie story.
Is it a cutie pie story?
It is. Okay. Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton.
Oh-ho!
They're engaged.
Ah, congratulations or best wishes or whatever you're supposed to say. I don't know.
They started dating 5 years ago.
Has it been that long? No.
I could not believe it when I saw that. It's been 5 freaking years.
Are you kidding me? Wow, I thought it's been a couple of years. Of course,
I was thinking maybe like 3.
This is season 400 of The Voice. So, you know. I don't know how they figured that out.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Season's 38th season of Dancing with the Stars.
I don't know.
Like, it has not been on the air for 38 years.
722 seasons.
God, no kidding.
Well, they made it Instagram official.
Ah, of course they did.
Of course they did.
We never came up with a name for them. Should we have called them, like, Blake Fonny or...
Blake Fonny?
Blake Fonny.
Blynn?
Blake Fonny better.
Quake? Shell Fonny.
No, she's the show.
Shell.
Oh, Shell Fonny.
Shell Fonny.
I like Blake Fonny better.
Blake Fonny sounds better.
Okay, anyway. There you go. It's like, you know, time's a ticking. Tick-tock. And I'm not talking about the social media platform.
All right, so go look up the picture. It's very cute. And it says, yes, please. Blake Shelton, yes, please.
Yeah.
So Blake posted the same photo with the caption, "Hey, Gwen Stefani, thanks for saving my 2020 and the rest of my life.
Aww.
I love you. I heard a yes."
Oh, that's cute. I heard a yes. That's cool. From across the room, from across the barn, I heard a yes.
Well, it doesn't seem possible. Back in 2015,
God, can you believe
they
that?
Met and got a room.
Well, and, we assumed they got a room. But okay, so we'll
she's
wait.
7 years older than him. Did you know that?
That I did not know.
I didn't know either.
Wow.
I hadn't checked.
What do you know?
So congrats.
Congrats to Blake Fonny.
Hey, Kim Kardashian did it big for her big 4-0.
Oh, my. Now we get the deets.
Yes, here it goes.
Okay, she turned 40 last week.
Because, you know, the damn stars are just like us.
What do you mean? No, they're not.
I was being very sarcastic. Oh, that was sarcasm right there.
Sarcasm. I missed it. Sorry. My bad.
I'm sorry.
My bad.
Damn stars just like us. Oh. Dot, dot, dot. Does that make better sense? No.
Not really.
Okay. They rented out a private island for a week of birthday celebrations. Sources say Kim flew 40 of her closest friends and family on a Boeing 777 to the private island.
Well, you could. There's only 40 of you on the plane. That's a big-ass plane. You could socially distance. They probably didn't.
You got a private island for a week. You're flying 40 of
your... My mom used to tell me to eat my vegetables because there were starving children in China. They're starving children in China, Kim.
I don't think she cares.
How dare you?
And then they're handed keys to their own private villas on the beach.
Wow.
Wonder if it's that Renovation Inc. Island.
No. Ooh. Oh, that would have been cool.
Now, we're told that presidential candidate Kanye West was not present for Kim's actual birthday.
Oh, no. Too busy campaigning.
Yes. Kim he had some work commitments.
Yeah, work commitments.
But evidently, Yeezy joined the trip for the final few days.
Oh, well, okay, that's good.
Now, reportedly,
Kim
picked out an island that hadn't seen any COVID cases, and she asked all her guests to quarantine for 2 weeks before the trip and get multiple tests. So there's your answer to that question.
So she's paid for all of that.
Probably.
I think this thing was a lot of money. And
boatloads. Boat.
Starving children and starving children. In China and in Africa. Just saying. Not like I could send them my leftovers. Can I send them my leftover peas?
I bet they had plenty of leftovers on the island.
You know who I'd like to spend a week with on an island? Halle Berry. That's right.
Oh, goodness sakes.
We'd exercise. No, we wouldn't.
Oh, she'd get your ass out there.
Yeah, she would.
She would get your ass out there on the beach. And she'd bring her personal trainer.
Pick somebody else then. Somebody that's not interested in exercise. Maybe Ina Gardner, somebody who cooks. That's who I should pick on. All right, out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolity. We love you, Halloween. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.